Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Heather Hayes. The scripture is Luke chapter 10, verse 25 through chapter 11, verse 13. Spring is fast approaching. If you've forgotten how close, look outside at 6 p.m. and realize the sun is still up. Some days we are still blasted with cold air, but then a couple of days later we feel warm, refreshing breezes blow across our yards. The daffodils are up, and their bright yellow faces are welcoming us to enjoy the outdoors. The grass in my yard is beginning to grow in spots, with the soft green shoots becoming thicker. Spring will be here, and Easter will be right on its heels. God created all of this so we can relax, I think, and enjoy His creation. But do we remember to enjoy all of God's creation? Do we look at others and see the value of them, not as productive people in an economically based society, but as a person created by God? Do we have compassion for those that are lost, lonely, or tainted by life experiences that we may not even understand or know of? Do we look to God and ask for mercy for them? Do we reach out a hand to them or offer time to those who have pulled away? Do we do our job of reminding others that they are valuable to us and to God? As we walk through Lent this year, I find the story of Mary and Martha hits differently than it used to. I used to completely understand the position of Mary, excited to be able to sit at the feet of Christ and spend time with Him. What a blessing! I used to condemn Martha in my mind, though, too busy to enjoy Christ's presence in her home. This year, though, I look at Martha with a compassion I have never had before, not because of her need to do the busy work she thinks needs to be done to greet and care for the Lord, or for the frustration of Mary for not helping, but in the want to do the work. She wanted to prepare her home for Christ, to make it a place that was clean, tidy, and had food. She was preparing her home. She just got a little lost when it came time to prepare her heart. Isn't Lent a time in which we prepare ourselves for the Holy Spirit to re-enter our lives so we can fully rejoice come Easter morning? Give yourself and others the mercy Christ showed Martha, the Samaritan showed the Israelite, and that the Lord gives us each day when we ask for it. Be gentle with each other, giving time, giving prayers, giving help that can save, not because of the need to look good for others, not because of guilt, but because God truly values everyone. We may think we are higher than others, that we have more value than another person because we think we are wealthier, wiser, or more righteous. But remember, God looks down on all of us, and what He sees are people, the tops of our heads. He doesn't look at what's in our pockets, what car we drive, what church we attend. He sees our hearts and what He created. A simple prayer I read years ago and taught to my kids was, "Let the faces I see Jesus in me." Let's face it, we are the ones who God needs to do the work needed. Mercy and love are given to us by God, not to be stored, but to be shared. Let us pray. Lord, I thank You for the opportunities to grow within Your world, to learn each day more about others around me, and therefore be able to also look inward at myself. Thank You for Your love and guidance as I walk through this Lenten season. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.